Joining us this morning, hey, by the way, Bill King Show every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. You can go to bradpowersports.com and click on that Bill King link. He joins us every Wednesday morning. The Twitter handle is at BradPower7. Good morning, Brad.
Morning. How you doing on this fine Wednesday?
Oh, we're just loving it. Try to figure out this NBA Finals for me. I don't know how it is against the spread, but I think the road team's 4-1 straight up thus far.
Yeah, and I think it's four straight for the road team, going back to game one where Toronto won and covered. So something that certainly, and I'll have to look in the past history and see how often that's happened. I'm guessing it's something that maybe has only happened maybe once or twice before, but definitely is something that usually doesn't happen. Home teams generally win 60 to 65% of the time, especially in the NBA playoffs. So to do it four straight at the highest of levels, certainly a surprise. And, you know, I would say certainly a surprise, I would say, the last couple of games, because I thought there was a big-time shock with Toronto, especially their second-half performance of Game 4 to take the 3-1 lead. And then, you know, I don't know if it was shocking because Golden State actually closed a favorite in Game 5, but considering what happened during the game, Golden State losing Kevin Durant and Golden State trailing by 6 points with 3 minutes left, I think if you pinpoint particular times in both games, 4 and 5, rather stunning finishes to both of those games.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard goes off for 10 straight, and they get up by 6, and then what, Klay Thompson with 2 threes and Curry with another one, and that, you know, they go from 6 up to 3 down. And that league, you can make up a point spread pretty quickly with a 3-pointer.
Yeah, no question about it, especially with the over-reliance of the three-point shot. And then in that particular game, and this would be a worry for me moving forward, I mean, Golden State made 12 more three-pointers than Toronto, and it was still only a one-point game. I mean, the 12 made more three-pointers, as far as disparity goes, is the second largest ever in the finals. So the fact that Golden State had such a big advantage in one area and still only won the game by 1 point, to me, that's a concern moving forward if you're looking to back the Warriors.
Brad Powers 7, I saw on Twitter that if the Raptors are going to win the series at plus 230, the second biggest upset in NBA Finals the last 35 years.
Yeah, does that seem short to you? It's stunning that plus 230 is the second biggest underdog to win it. Does that surprise you?
Well, I saw where the most was plus 500 for the Pistons. So now plus 230, I figured that's where it should be, don't you think? Because I thought the Raptors coming in had the issues of, I mean, they were playing well, number one, and Durant had that issue. So plus 30, plus 230, you thought that was short?
Yeah, not necessarily with Toronto. I was thinking, historically speaking, the fact that a plus 230 dog is your second biggest ever, I mean, it tells you how, you know, favorite reliant the NBA is. I mean, any of the major sports, I mean, not only because it's best of seven, but really the cream rises to the top when it comes to the NBA. I mean, it's a very favorite-dominated playoffs. I mean, the favorite in the NBA Finals is 26-8. The last 34 years, I mean, as far as winning the series. So the fact that only plus 230 was the second biggest, I'm a little surprised, because, I mean, we see in baseball, I mean, on a daily basis, I mean, at least a couple times a week, a plus 230 dog is going to win a game. Plus 230 in a series being the second biggest was a little bit of a surprise to me. You know, 5-1, obviously, that's a major upset with the Pistons. But, Toronto closes the deal, and we'll see what happens now. I think they left a little bit of a window open that they probably shouldn't have with a very proud and heart of a champion when it comes to Golden State. But they closed the deal. One of the biggest upsets we've seen as far as the NBA is concerned.
Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, the Bill King link right at the top of the page.
So, Brad, it's the summertime. There's not a lot going on betting-wise. So I went to this website and said, what are the hottest bets today? Do you know what pops up as the hot bet of the day?
I don't know what kind of sites you've been looking at. What does pop up?
It's handball. Israel taking on Germany today at 4:45. That's the hottest bet, according to oddsportal.com. It's just amazing that if there's something out there you want to bet on, you can find something to bet on. I'm really liking the Finland-Czech Republic game that's tonight at 7:30 for the handball.
Which way are you going?
I might go. I don't know. Finland's tough. They play tough in cold environments. But it's just some of those times where you could see, you could find something, right? If you want to look something to bet, you could find it out there.
You know, not surprised. I mean, I got a couple buddies. I mean, all they do is bet. I mean, they just look at a screen for 16 hours a day, and they're betting, you know, European basketball. I've seen them betting, like, Swedish women's basketball and stuff like that before. You know, I asked them what they were doing. So not surprising that that's available. And, I mean, if you have your connections offshore, I mean, they're soft lines, and they couldn't tell you a single player on the team can speak the language. But, the one universal language is money and also, you know, numbers. And when they see wrong numbers, no matter what sport it is, they look to take advantage.
You know, with this being a Game 7 in hockey and basketball, or Game 6 in basketball, and a lot of interest in because of what the Golden State did on Sunday night, does that increase more people? Because I would think more people would be like, you know what, I'm going to lay some money on this Game 7. I like what the Warriors are doing in Game 6. I got to think it kind of benefits the gambling world because more people want to get into this now.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think, generally speaking, there'll probably be a higher handle, and handle being the amount of the overall bet on a particular game. I have to think Game 7, if we get one in the NBA, and obviously we have one tonight in the NHL, is going to be probably your most bet particular game in a series. So it certainly helps it out, and, you know, the books are happy. And, you know, I guess from a viewing aspect, I'm a little happy because, I mean, the next couple of months, you know, while I'll be working on college football and whatnot, I mean, even anybody, even people that cover Major League Baseball, I mean, it's definitely coming up the next couple of months going to be the slowest 2 months of the year on the betting calendar.
And you see, like, a Game 7 tonight, you know, I think as far as an average gambler, somebody that doesn't really do a lot of research into it, thinking, all right, Game 7, it's at home. If we're Boston, I think you'd see money start coming on Boston just because the home ice advantage in a Game 7 would benefit them. But I think in our Game 7, anything could happen, obviously.
Yeah, and no doubt about that. I mean, there hasn't been too much line movement in this one. And again, I don't handicap hockey, but I can handicap markets, and a little bit of slight money on the Bruins here. They're up to a -170 favorite, meaning you have to bet $170 to win 100. The take back on St. Louis is +150. So if you bet 100, you win 150. So slight money on Boston so far. Haven't seen too much linemen, although if we're talking general betting public, number one, the betting public's not overwhelming when it comes to the NHL. It's not like it's the NFL or college football or the NBA or March Madness. But I got to think that when the guys are getting off of work at 5 o'clock today, they'd probably be more likely to maybe bet the home team. Although I'll say this, if you're certainly a recreational guy, I've noticed this phenomenon, people that are only betting 4 or 5 times a year, and I'm not sure the Stanley Cup qualifies for this, but it's certainly like the Super Bowl, you know, a national championship game in college football would qualify. I know the people that only bet a little bit each year, like only 4 or 5 times, they'd much rather have the dog bet a little to win a lot than risk a lot to win a little.
You know, I know a good buddy of mine. He's got the Blues +145 for the series. So I know who he's going to be.
Now, explain that to me. For you, 145.
Okay, well, when the before the series starts,
okay,
you can bet on who's going to win. And my friend saw that the series was Bruins -165,
okay,
meaning if you bet, you had to bet 165 to win 100, so you would win 100, and but you would lose 165,
okay,
on a $100 bet.
All right.
And the Blues were +145, so if you bet on the Blues, you lose 100, you win 145.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I got a good buddy of mine who has the Blues +145 in the series.
Well,
he's real close to me, as a matter of fact.
And he didn't do any hedging when he could have taken Boston like +225, +250 prior to Game 6?
No, he went on the winning side that night.
Okay.
Yeah, he let the series ride and so he'll break even the last two times out if the Bruins win tonight. So
yeah, and it's relatively close. I mean, to where we were, you know, before the series, the price for tonight's game, you know, like I mentioned earlier, is -170 +150, meaning, you know, it's only 5 cents or so off of where it was prior to the series. So it's been a competitive one, maybe not each individual game. I mean, there's a couple blowouts in there, but I mean, when it comes down to game seven, and obviously home ice is going to be worth at least 50 cents. So, I mean, the market right now telling you Boston's slightly better team, and then when you factor in the home ice, that's why they're kind of not a significant favorite, but they're certainly the line tonight's telling you that Boston wins this about 62.5% of the time.
Yeah, and I think what he's doing, I think it if he had to do it, but I think he's just going to let that ride and let it go. I think he could, you know, hedge the other way and get out of it, obviously. But I think my friend is just going to let that one ride tonight.
Is that? I mean. Is it life-changing money or just
it's nothing. He doesn't have. First off, he doesn't have a life. So,
So you know, that's a good point because I mean, there's this guy out here that's got what you know, 100,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's not hedging. Maybe it's not life-changing to him. I would say if it's not life-changing money, you know, don't hedge. Although everyone's like hedge or not. I never get it that, you know, a lot of times what I do, I partial hedge. I mean, to lock myself into a profit if you've had such a good ticket on something. And the guy that bet the Blues 250-1, hey, man, you're one game away from winning. Why not cash a little bit on that and lock yourself into, hey, you had a really good bet. Don't go home empty-handed on something that you had an outstanding bet on. So I partial hedge. You don't have to hedge all the way. But certainly partial hedge makes a lot of sense to me. I never got the hedge or not. Really partial hedge usually the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, that way you win both ways, right? I mean,
no question about it. Now, you're not cutting your profits in half, but you're certainly coming away with some money that you should really come away with money when you've had such a good ticket.
All right, now, what the hell's going on? Conor McGregor, Mark Wahlberg, and then Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. They actually have spreads out on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, place offshore, bet online. And, I haven't even tried to see what the limits are because, I mean, the fights aren't going to happen. So I don't want to give a sports book $50 so it could sit there for eternity. So, the odds are wrong, but I guess they can be when you're really not going to take much action. I mean, we'll start with the Bieber-Tom Cruise fight. I mean, Cruise the underdog. I mean, I'm sorry, but give me Tom Cruise there. I mean, this is a guy. I mean, just I get it. He's 30 years older than Bieber, but I just think mentally, I mean, here's a guy that just in his last movie was jumping from roof to roof off a building top. And what broke his ankle and foot and just continued on with
it. He does his own stunts. Yep. I couldn't believe Cruise was +150. I thought that would be the other way around.
I mean, if you've been a fan of his movies, I mean, he's trained in a lot of different disciplines. And, again, the mental aspect. Again, just in his last movie, like a year or two ago, the last Mission Impossible movie, broke his ankle and foot and continued on with the scene. I think his pain tolerance is a lot more than Bieber if you even have to suffer some pain. Give me a first-round knockout, Cruise.
And I loved your tweet, the Conor McGregor to Wahlberg, because we're in the weeds right now with this, but that's fine. That it, instead of McGregor being -500, it should be -5,000.
Maybe -50,000. I mean, are you kidding me, McGregor?
He'd kill world.
He would. And break his neck to lose that game, to lose that fight.
Oh, man.
Hey, Brad, real quick, the Jeopardy guy, have you still seen him around Vegas?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people never saw him. No one really knew him. I mean, the sportsbook directors knew him because, I mean, he took advantage of a lot of stuff in-game, but he's never really socialized with sports bettors or hasn't been obviously known towards the public, but he will be now, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of action he can get down. I think some of it Maybe he can get some action now just for the publicity for a book. Or some sports books are going to be like, hey, we don't want your action. We saw what you did to Jeopardy. You're not welcome here.
Well, it'll all come out in the pudding, right? You can't hide the percentages, right? I mean, you're either right or wrong on picks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Brad, tell the people how to get in business with you.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. I just posted it last night. If you want a fresh issue of the Powers Picks newsletter, you can download it for free. We're talking week one college football. I got a couple of free picks up there right now. Also, game of the year bets. Game of the year bets are your big games like your Notre Dame, USC, Alabama, Auburn. Got 10 of those available for free. Again, download that issue for free. If you like what you see, you want to sign up for the season, it's just $69. You'll get it emailed to you weekly during the season, monthly during the off season. Covers college and the NFL, and you can get it by going to bradpowersports.com. Bill King tab, top of the page.
Next week, Joe's on vacation, so we'll really be on point when we talk to you.
Yeah, a lot of time wasted.
Yes.
Trying to teach Joe.
No handball.
Yeah, that's part of my job.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, but hey, no. I want handball numbers next week, just for Joe.
I'll study up.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate
Take
you,
care,
man.
Guys.